There is no collection, but there will be a sermon. For some, it's happy. They say, children, pay attention. Well, this is for you guys. I am talking directly to you. It was my honor to teach you about God, about religion, because religion is one of those things that everyone thinks they know without studying. But you know, you can learn a lot if you listen. And some things we learn, we have to correct as we grow older and deepen our knowledge. Well, I want to begin by talking about love, because love is a good subject to talk about. But everyone has a different idea what love is about. For example, can you love your parents with your arms? Right? You can love them. You can give them a hug. You can hold them close to you. You can cheer them up maybe when they're crying. And when you're crying, you can be cheered up by going into a nice hug. I think one of you said that I miss hugging people during the pandemic. What about your lips? Your parents can kiss you. You can kiss them. You can say nice things to them. I love you, mom, dad, grandparents. These are beautiful ways that we show our love for one another. But it is not the first way the Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches us in the very first book, which you know, Genesis, that God wanted us to love each other with our ears. Sounds unusual, doesn't it? How can someone love you with their ears? God told Adam and Eve, don't do that. Did they pay attention? Our parents tell us, time to go to sleep. Do we pay attention? Do we love our parents with our ears? Or do this? Or do that? Do we love our parents when it hurts us? But I want to stay up. I want to do this on the computer. I don't want to do that. It's so easy to love someone with your arms, with your lips, and to profess, I love you more than my heart can hold. Because children and adults often confuse the feeling of love with actually loving someone. If you want to love someone for more than a minute, you will have to make sacrifices. You will have to give up certain things that you want to do because your child is sick, because your mother needs help, because your father, grandfather, grandmother, your friends need you. But I want to do this. Did you ever stomp your feet? Yeah, I think that's how we all learn how to dance. No, I don't want to do that. For some reason, it keeps rhythm in our arguments. So the first way that Genesis teaches us, listen, pay attention. You know what a beautiful thing it is when someone tells you to do something and later on they look and you actually did it? What a sign of respect it is for someone to respect you that much that they do what you say. The French used to have a saying, for a marriage to be successful, a husband has to be deaf and a woman blind. But I don't think so. A woman has to see and a husband has to listen. We need to use what God gave us. Do you remember in the Bible, God often said, Jesus came along and said, they have ears, but they don't hear. They have eyes, but they don't see. Why do we have to be told to do something good? Love your parents with your eyes. Look at them. See, on a hot day like today, they may be sweating, doing things. Listen to them. Go up to your mom and dad and say, can I help you? A simple thing I remember at home, which my parents tried to tell us, when you go to the refrigerator, why don't you ask your brother, your sister, your mom and dad, can I get you something? Instead of simply going for yourself. These little acts of loving your family with your eyes and with your ears, they show people, I love you not just when I feel it, but I love you all the time, even when it's very difficult for me. In this life, you will see that will make you happy. Ultimately, in this life, children, I know this is deep, but we talked about this. No one will make you happy. Not your parents, not your friends, not even God. Unless you work on your conscience and do good things, this will bring happiness to your life. Do you remember what the epistle said? Whatever is good, whatever is just, think about these things. Watch your thoughts. Try to think good ideas. And remember what I said about temptation? 99% true, but there's one big lie in there. And just to be tempted is not a sin. And every time you say no to bad ideas, you're saying yes to good ideas. And you're assuring your happiness in the present and in the future. People may be able to entertain you and make you laugh. But if you want true happiness, be happy with yourself and your decisions. You are free to choose anything, but not everything you choose makes you free. God gave us freedom, and we have freedom amongst ourselves, right? You are always free, but there's a price for that. The price of freedom and of love is the possibility of loss. You have to give everyone in your life freedom, but you have to use freedom well. And someone may love you, someone may not. But St. Francis had a deep saying, better to love than to be loved. You will never be without love if you follow that. If you want someone to love you, you're taking a risk, and there's nothing wrong with wanting someone to love you. But first, always be that person that you will love other people. Remember, one of my favorite sayings is life is fair. No matter what you do in life, the goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. And whatever you choose at the end of your life, whether you're on a cross like Jesus or in the most expensive mansion in the world, you will always have become the person you have chosen to be. And that's the most important thing. So life is very fair. You will never run away from yourself. Remember, that's another thing we talked about. No one is fast enough to get away from themselves. You are responsible for your life. So develop these beautiful habits. And someday you may find that other people love you. Other times people may ignore you. There's a very famous incident of the mayor of New York coming back from overseas. And he said, did you guys miss me? And the press said, were you gone? So sometimes people will not miss you. They're thinking about their own lives. But you will say, I will love them with my eyes. What's missing? I see mom and dad are thinking about something. They're mine. Maybe they're worried about things I don't understand yet. I will pray for them. There are people who have lived in the same house and have never prayed for each other. I know it's not true here, but it happens that we often overlook what is under our very nose. They say in Ukraine, that's the darkest space underneath your nose. So be attentive. Learn to volunteer for love. You will never be without love if you're the one who chooses to love. So in the final way, believe in God's grace. I will give you an assignment. Because the Bible also tells this about fathers. It says, fathers, in Colossians, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. It's tough to discipline children. It's even tougher to discipline adults. But your parents are trying to do the best for you. But parents, be attentive. Your goal is never to discourage your children, but to encourage them. So learn to pay attention. Love your parents with your ears. Love them with your eyes. And be better than your parents. This is one of the few times in life that you can show adults. Children don't have to be selfish. Children don't have to think about themselves. Children can be very loving, very sensitive to other people in the house. They can volunteer. What a beautiful time you can have now in your life. Shock adults, not by being bad, but by being so good, your parents will think you have been taken over by aliens. Listen to them immediately when they ask you to do something. Use your eyes and use your ears. Is there something wrong that I can help with? I'm not just thinking about myself. You will never be far from love if you say, I will love first. But if you're only addicted to the feelings of love, you may be fooled and you may be without love for a long time. So thank God for today when you receive Holy Communion. Ask for God's grace. And now I will give you your first gift on your Holy Communion day. I will stop talking and let God's grace do his wonder in your life. Christos Voskres.